Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Whipple wins Wichita mayor election. We've got the story.
Wichita voters select city council and school board members. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Amendment to change Kansas census taking headed for approval. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. Following a cool start this morning, we warm up quite a bit this afternoon, but a cold front will push through and that will bring big changes by tonight and tomorrow. Our full forecast is on the way.
Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell defeated by challenger Brandon Whipple in Tuesday's general election. Longwell thanked his supporters and says he's not planning any further bids for public office.
We don't have any regrets at all. Certainly I wish the campaign didn't get so ugly. It is what it is. I mean, we were bold in some of the things we took on, some of the initiatives, and when you're bold, you kind of paint a target on your back, and we're fine with that.
After making a concession speech to supporters, he phoned Whipple to congratulate him on the win and wished him well.
Three Wichita City Council members and two school board seats were up for election yesterday.
In District 2, incumbent Becky Tuttle faced off against a pair of challengers and won with just over 60% of the vote. In District 4, Jeff Blumbaugh faced two challengers as well. He won with 58% of the vote. And in District 5, Brian Fry defeated challenger Mike Magnus with 68% of the vote. Voters who live in the USD 259 district voted on school board members as well Tuesday. In District 4, incumbent Stan Reeser narrowly defeated James Kilpatrick Jr. by just over 300 votes. Reeser has served on the board since 2017. And for the at-large seat, incumbent Cheryl Logan defeated Joseph Shepard with 53% of the vote. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
There was one question that was on every Kansas ballot Tuesday. Should the state change the way it does the census? At last count, 60% of the voters are saying yes. However, about a quarter of the precincts around the state that had not reported as of Tuesday night, and if the numbers continue to come in at this pace, the Constitution will be amended. Kansas Secretary of State Scott Schwab tells KSN News the requirement of counting every member of the military and college student living in the state is outdated and expensive.
We get those numbers at the end, the census numbers at the end of next year, and then we'll spend 6 to 8 months calling these people. It's going to take a long time to get numbers to the legislature. And last time we had a Democrat governor, Republican legislature, it was a long, bloody process.
Schwab says using the U.S. Census figures would save the state both time and around $830,000.
An amendment was passed by the Wichita City Council yesterday, eliminating the need for exemptions to be made by the council for alcohol consumption at certain special events in the city.
Currently, there are 5 parks in which the sale of beer is allowed. However, the number of requests for special events where people can drink alcohol in city parks is increasing. The city council agreed that the new amendment would make it easier for people to apply for community events and will help to activate parks that are currently underused. The amendment will speed up the process of applying for exemptions allowing for the sale of hard liquor at special events. Instead of having to go through the city council to be approved, event organizers instead will go to the Parks and Recreation Department director to get written consent. The amendment is supported by both the Wichita Police Department and the Parks and Recreation Department. It is still recommended, however, to plan well in advance for proposed park events. Amy Webb, KNSS News.
President Trump's ambassador to the European Union has revised his account of the conditions set on Ukrainian aid.
More than 350 pages of a transcribed interview between congressional investigators and Ambassador Gordon Sondland were released, but it's three pages that follow that are key to the EU ambassador's testimony. In an addendum sent earlier this week, Sondland says he did tell a top advisor to Ukraine's president that U.S. military aid would likely not occur until Ukraine provided a public anti-corruption statement. Testimony from former Ukraine envoy Kurt Volker was also released. Volker told investigators Rudy Giuliani insisted any anti-corruption announcement include Burisma in the 2016 election. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:05, 5 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Season openers, men's basketball, KU, K-State, the Shockers. We'll take a look at all that coming up in sports.
Police say a woman was arrested after a run-in with cops in northeast Wichita. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now, 7:09, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock. Police say 22-year-old Mackenzie Simmer was arrested after she fled from police in a stolen car and jumped into a pond in northeast Wichita, east of 9th and Woodlawn. Officer Charlie Davidson says late Monday night, police spotted a white Honda Civic east of 13th and Oliver with an illegal tag. The driver would not pull over and sped away.
A short vehicle pursuit ensued until the driver struck a pole in a tree in the area of Lawrence and Rutland. Simmer then fled from the vehicle on foot and jumped into a nearby pond. Simmer was arrested by officers after just a few minutes when exiting the pond and was then booked into jail.
Turns out that car had been reported stolen late last month. Simmer was booked into jail for fleeing from police, resisting arrest, auto theft, and multiple traffic charges.
A number of U.S. agricultural regulators and heads of farming businesses are headed to Mexico trying to strengthen trade.
U.S. Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue is headed to Mexico for trade talks, and he's bringing with him a number of agriculture chiefs from key producer states and even a number of top executives from many American farm and ranch exporters. The goal is to hammer out new agreements with Mexico for the country to purchase more product from U.S. farms. Mexico is the largest bilateral U.S. trade partner and its second largest export market. The meetings will run through Friday. Eben Brown, Fox News.
A Louisiana man is avoiding a DWI charge, but that may not be the end of his legal trouble.
After stealing an electric-powered shopping cart from a Walmart, then driving it to a bar, police received a complaint about a motorized cart used by Walmart customers with disabilities being at the bar. Well, cops determined 32-year-old Bryce Kendall Williams was the driver. He admitted he didn't drive his own car to the bar because he thought he was too drunk to drive. Williams not charged for drunk driving, but instead now has a felony charge, unauthorized use of a movable. John Saucier, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:11, 11 minutes past 7 o'clock.
And right now we've got a traffic accident. This is this took effect on K-254. The westbound lanes are shut down at Webb Road. They're diverting traffic there. I got a call from traffic tracker Steve about that one. And apparently eastbound lanes are shutting down right around Woodlawn. So that's K-254. Might want to avoid that if you can for the time being this morning after a traffic accident. Traffic update from 98.7, 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. How are we doing this morning?
Good. We had a great, great day for weather-wise for boating yesterday. That looks to me.
Yeah, we really did.
Like today, you could see a little wet stuff in the forecast, huh?
Yeah, it's mainly going to be later on today. I think it should hold off until at least after about 3, 4 o'clock. So basically the earlier part of the day or the first half of the day should be dry out there. We'll just experience some increasing clouds and, of course, another chilly morning. So just make sure if you haven't already and you're listening right now, grab the coats before you head out. And we really won't need the coats well into the afternoon because even though that rain chance will be on the increase, we'll see a high of 66 degrees today. Feeling pretty nice out there, pretty mild. Mostly cloudy skies, though, eventually later on today. We're actually pretty clear right now with a 20% chance of a shower or two developing. Not expecting anything heavy. We won't hear any rumbles of thunder. Should we experience any raindrops? It looks like things are going to be pretty light out there. I know it's been dry. Some of us do need that rainfall, but don't expect a whole lot if you do get a shower roll through your neighborhood. Winds are going to be out of the south at 5 to 15 miles an hour, and then it's going to turn pretty windy tonight. Winds out of the northeast at 15 to 25 because a cold front's going to be rolling through, and it's going to erase a lot of that mild air that we've been experiencing. Mostly cloudy skies tonight. That chance of rain going up to 30%, slightly better chance that we maybe have a shower or two roll through. Low of 34 degrees, should stay above freezing, but some of our neighbors north of Wichita maybe getting a snowflake or two trying to mix in with any of those showers that we could see roll through. Not expecting any accumulation, though, and actually, that wintry precipitation that we could maybe see, the window of opportunity is going to be brief, because by the time we wake up Thursday, looks like things should be pretty dry out there. 10% chance of a shower. That's mainly before sunrise Thursday. Mostly to partly cloudy skies tomorrow, and it's going to be a colder day. That's the other part of the story, in addition to that small chance of rain. High of only 43 degrees. We're going to see more than a 20-degree drop in our temperatures, so be ready to pull those heavy coats back out. And keep them on all day tomorrow for your Thursday. Bouncing back quickly, though, 50s Friday, near 70 degrees Saturday, and then another 20-degree drop back down into the 40s Sunday. So make sure that you're buckled up for this roller coaster ride that we're about to experience. Right now, we're at 36 degrees. Winds are calm. Skies, just a few clouds out there. We're actually looking pretty clear and not seeing much of a wind chill with those calm winds, but even the slightest breeze will make it feel just a little bit colder out there. But things warming up nicely today.
Yeah, but not much wind this morning, and that's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Ronnell. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. 7:14 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Today is Wednesday, November 6th, 2019. On this date in 1956, President Dwight D. Eisenhower won re-election, defeating Democrat Adlai Stevenson for a second term. Of course, that is a man who we hail as one of our native sons, Dwight D. Eisenhower, who has become over the years, of course, you grow up knowing about some things about the president, about Dwight Eisenhower. But as I study more history and more history over the past few years, his stature grows. You know, he had his critics during World War II when he was running the show over there in Europe of all the Allied forces. But that was probably the toughest political job in the world. And he got them together to create a victory. So that, and I think he had a good presidency. He didn't do a whole lot, but the things he did seemed to be the right things. And we perceive him as the father of the interstate highway system. Mm-hmm. When he was in Germany and Europe, he noticed how the Autobahn was used by the Germans to use troops and tanks and whatever. And he said, man, if we need that in the U.S. so we can get around this country a little bit better. He studied, because he never was a combat general, but he did draft a great big book, a manual on tanks before the Second World War, with a good friend of his by the name of George S. Patton.
Mm-hmm.
Those guys were actually the fathers of the modern tank corps as well.
Of course, all their experience in World War I.
Yeah, and you can go up to Abilene anytime, see the Presidential Library up there. I haven't been up in a few years. I got to go up and see that.
They recently did a complete redo of that.
Yeah, I have to get my grandkids up there to see the Eisenhower Library in Abilene.
Who was criticizing him? You mentioned he was criticized for his
in World War II.
Yeah, where was that?
Some of the generals were really harsh on him. Yeah, yeah. Hmm. Yeah, what's his face? The Englishman Montgomery was almost openly nasty to him. So anyway, 7:16 now. Steve and Ted, and we had a terrible story coming out of Mexico, northern Mexico yesterday, U.S. citizens kidnapped and killed. And we're going to get a little more on that now from Fox News Radio's Evan Brown. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
Yeah, and I hear these are Mormon people who were known in that part of the world, and the cartels apparently.
Yeah, they were fundamentalist Mormons. It's an offshoot from the LDS Church. These are groups of people that still believe in polygamy and things like that, but they have a very large family with smaller family groups that travel between Utah and Mexico. And while traveling, one group made up of women and children were attacked by drug cartels. 9 people were killed, 6 of them kids. Of those kids, 2 were 8-month-old twins.
Had they crossed paths with the cartels? Something like that?
Yes, there are some reports that this family has had disputes with the cartels, refusing to pay extortion or things like that. But it's unknown if they actually were targeted specifically when this happened, or if the cartel gunman mistook them for some kind of rival drug gang and thought that they were attacking their competition as opposed to attacking these folks. Either way, it's no good, and certainly quite horrific.
Well, I know in dealing with local gangs, they get the wrong house a lot of times, or the wrong people, and innocent people get clobbered and hurt. And this is just awful. I mean, it makes you. I know the reaction is, why don't we send in the infantry from the U.S. and find these guys, all of them, and kill them? You know, there's a lot of reaction, a lot of emotion on this.
Certainly it is, and part of the issue is that this is utter lawlessness and rule by warlordism. In many cases, state, local, and maybe even Mexican federal government agencies are powerless to stop this now because the problem has got so big. And so do you want lawlessness, warlordism right over your southern border? Because that's essentially where this was. This took place about 70 miles south of the U.S. border from Arizona. This wasn't deep into Mexico far away.
All right, so did anybody survive the attack of this family?
And a couple of children did, including an 8-year-old girl who was grazed. She was able to get, make a long journey by foot and get help.
Wow.
That's still, that in itself must have been harrowing.
Oh, no kidding. All right, thank you, Evan. We appreciate your help this morning. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown talking about those American citizens killed in New Mexico by drug cartel. 7:19, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. And I'll tell you what, in terms of sports, we had a lot of basketball going on last night. Shockers, Jayhawks, Wildcats, all in action. In fact, something like 148 big games going on all across the country. Ted Woodward with sports this
season opening night, college men's basketball Division I, Wichita State hosting Omaha at Coke Arena last night. And the Shockers getting things revved up, relying on new guys and some experienced guys to get things done. Mike Kennedy and Dave Dahl with the call of the game on 103.7 KEYN.
To the top, bounce pass mid-post, stolen by Stevenson, comes loose to Sherfield, pushing it up court, cross-court Dennis. Dexter down the lane with a thunderous dunk.
Goodness gracious. He scraped his head on the ceiling. Good grief, was he high on that one.
Dexter with 8.
Sophomore Dexter Dennis, 17 points, 9 rebounds. Junior Trey Wade, in his first Shocker game, 19 points, 11 rebounds. The Shockers beat Omaha 68-54. Shocker head coach Greg Marshall.
Tonight was probably a C-minus. Lots of factors. We talked about the factors that could come into play for the game. Referees, injuries, fouls, not shooting the ball well, but tonight, you know, you lose JB in his first run. I believe like 4 minutes. So now you're down 4 scholarship players, and it was very difficult from the rotation with guards. All those people said you have too many guards, whatever. Well, tonight we didn't have too many guards.
Yeah, talking about JB, Jamarius Burton there, who went down with an ankle injury during the game. Shockers with a 14-point win over Omaha, 68-54 to open up the season. Kansas State wins its season opener, beating North Dakota State 67-54 in Manhattan last night. Cats were down at halftime and put up 46 points in the second half for the win. Nearly the same exact score as the Shocker game. Last night, the Champions Classic, Madison Square Garden in New York City. Third-ranked Kansas, fourth-ranked Duke. Duke won the game 68-66, but Kansas shaking its head because the Jayhawks had 28 turnovers in this game. Boy, how does that cost you in a two-point loss?
Kidding.
Here's Kansas head coach Bill Self.
It's a learning experience. I don't know that a game, win or lose, on November 5th is going to count much in March. But still, yeah, there's a lot of things that we can learn from this game and hopefully improve on.
There you go. College football. First college football playoff rankings came out yesterday. Ohio State, Louisiana State, Alabama, Penn State, the top 4. Defending champ, undefeated Clemson, is number 5 on the outside looking in. Kansas State hit number 16 in the playoff ranking, ahead of undefeated Minnesota at 17th. K-State got some nice love there in the first college football playoff ranking. NBA basketball last night, the Charlotte Hornets beat the Indiana Pacers 122-120 in overtime. Coming off the bench for the Hornets as the sixth man, former Kansas Jayhawk Devontae Graham with a career-high 35 points. The Hornets have won 3 in a row.
And a nice, and we have a Thunder hockey today downtown at Intrust Bank Arena. The Thunder hosting the Norfolk Admirals, coming in all the way from Virginia. Wichita's won 3 of its last 4. It's a second annual Kids Educational Day game. There will be more than 5,000 kids making noise at Intrust Bank Arena. That starts at 10:30 this morning in downtown Wichita. Game 2 of a 4-game homestand for the Thunder. And a little baseball history for you, Steve. It was 130 years ago on this day, the St. Louis Browns came to Wichita to play the Wichita Clippers
exhibition
game
at
the ball grounds in Riverside Park. The grandstands had blown down during a recent storm. They had to rebuild the grandstands. So many people were coming to the game, they used both the electric and the mule streetcars to get everyone there.
Yeah,
good stuff. The manager of the St. Louis Browns was future Hall of Famer Charlie Comiskey.
Really?
He went on to become the owner of the Chicago White
Sox. There
you go.
Yeah.
The Browns won that game 11-3 over the Wichita Clippers 130 years ago on this day. That's sports with Steve and Ted.
7:23 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update. Apple's attempt to work on California's housing crisis. Rush has some thoughts. That's coming up, Steve and Ted, on KNSS.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.